Hello, you're listening to Just Kathy with HolyCast.com, your Northwest entertainment source. I am here with Bone Shaker. Our first one up is...
I'm Roy. Play bass and vocals.
Thank you.
I'm Lucas. I sing.
I'm Troy. I'm Roy's sister. I play guitar.
I'm Cameron. I play the drums.
Awesome. And how long have you guys been playing together? I know Cameron's new. Congratulations.
The band's been together about 3 years, 3.5 years, something like that. Okay. And obviously, everybody knows pretty much a little while back, we had a drummer seize up on us. And so Cameron stepped in, and he just steps right in the glove. I mean, his style fits exactly what we're doing. It's perfect.
We tried a few out before Cameron stepped in, and we're like, it was a biblical thing.
Yeah, we had some troubles.
I mean, we had some strange people show up. Yeah. Frodo was one of them.
Yeah.
Cameron, were you in something else before?
Yeah, Psycho Samaritan, and I've been in a bunch of shit over the years.
Cool. So how long now have you been? It was just announced how many days ago?
It's been about
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Cool. Yeah. Cool. So where'd you guys come up with the name Bone Shaker?
Our dad was in a bike club. They started a bike club back in the 70s called Bone Shakers. It was like an outlaw 1%ers. And we were kids growing up in that bike club called Bone Shakers and stuff. And when my dad passed away, one of the things he said, he goes, well, you know, if you guys got a band going, keep the name going. So we named the band Bone Shaker.
And just kept going. Now when we're in town, you know it. Your daughter's knocked up and his money missing off his dresser. Just like my dad.
That's the truth.
Yeah, so that's where it came from. So we just keep it going.
Awesome. So, experience. Tell me, how long have you been playing?
Me and Troy both been playing shit, like, started when we were about 6 or 7. Been playing the whole time. Usually, we both played guitar forever, and then I started playing bass in this band. And then our first band, we, you know, were signed to a independent, then we got signed to Electra. We went to Europe twice, and then came back. They tried to sign us on an independent Relativity Records, and we're like, nah, we're done. No way.
That was just distribution.
So then we just, that ran its course. And then, you know, we just kind of looked, searching around, checking out people and stuff like that. Came across Sam, started jamming with Sam, and then met Luke, and it was just sewn up right there. That was it.
What about you, Luke?
What was the question?
How long have you been playing? Singing.
I've been singing since I was about 3. My dad was a singer in a band, and I was in theater and shit growing up, and then metal just caught me. Singing since, I was like 3. So I'm 21 now, so.
Twice. Get the fuck out of here.
I was just saying birthday.
30, dude. Yeah, I know, right?
21,
35 years, I know, man. Singing since I was a kid.
How many different bands do I know some of them?
I was in a band called Torture Box for a long time. That was it.
What the fuck was that?
Fucking donkey show.
Went off over there. Jesus.
That was his phone.
I was in a band called Torture Box around here for a while. And nothing really big around here, though.
Inside the Gates.
Oh, yeah, that was a cover band. Yeah. It was fun.
I'm a good band, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was
fun. I started playing guitar just to get chicks, pretty much. I was about 4, but still.
Pretty normal.
Never worked.
I set up to it. Yeah, then I pretty much tried to be more of the male Caucasian like Luke here.
Coming from the married guy.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cameron, how long have you been doing drugs?
I think I was about 11. I played piano before that, but I was forced to do that and I hated it.
Okay.
So figured I'd get drums and really piss my mom off.
Like it
worked.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Piano?
Yeah.
You can play piano?
Not anymore.
You never forget.
I've been touched one since I would have
put them up here and little tucks and tails in front of the piano, like,
yeah,
do this
one. Yeah.
What are some of the band influences?
For me, it's old school stuff like Motorhead, Black Sabbath, stuff like that. And then, you know,
is that a beer?
Yeah, it is.
And then like, hey, even like today. Old Metal Church, but I mean, they're buddies of ours, but even like their first
good
album, the earlier stuff,
guys,
was the stuff that it influenced me a lot. You know, now Vanderhoof is, that's who's producing our albums.
That's pretty cool. Sabbath, fucking.
Mine was Metal Church growing up, Judas Priest, Queensryche, all them screamy fucking singers, but they're like, was my main influences. Jeff Tate of Queens Reich, David Wayne of Metal Church.
Jeff or Joff?
Joff. You say it fast and it's Joff.
I got a little, sounds like something else.
Yeah, those are my main things. Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
What about you, Troy?
Sabbath, definitely. You know, I just looked in the mirror and I thought it was Tony Iommi for the longest
time. Boy George.
Fingers off and everything, man. Boy George? He was kind of sexy. Do you want to hurt me? Yeah, dude.
Striper.
Actually, I condemn that man. I'm not talking about the name.
Wiper.
Who else? We think Sabbath, old Pat Travers, that kind of shit, you know. It's like they. But I don't want to focus on other people's shit too much. I have to focus on our shit, trying to get our own kind of sound, you know?
Right.
Just trying to piss people off too much. Okay. Doing pretty good Luke over here.
Cameron?
Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
The Melvins. Slayer.
There's no piano in that shit.
No, there's not. That's just that I hate the fucking piano.
Is cool, but McCoy's is more like small home.
It's what it's supposed to be, you know, down,
blow that place up and have a good time.
I've been hearing that a lot.
Everybody loves a good dive bar.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's too clean.
Yeah.
What about your dream venue? You can play anywhere.
Key Arena. Madison Square Gardens. Right.
Thanks. Donington.
Hammersmith.
Waken Festival.
Yeah, the festival's over here. We're always here. Would be interesting.
Right.
Where's the place you do karaoke at?
Lake Fair.
Applebee's.
Nickelbee's.
That's
man.
It.
Applebee's.
Man, you got
Nickelbee's, bro.
You're thrown out of there for life, dude.
I know. I was there last night.
You impregnated every woman that ever came in, man. Some of the dudes, too. You got more than cervical cancer that year. I swear you did, man.
I kept my pants on there for 10 years now.
That came from Sam. He used to love that, Sammy. He did. He loved that. That guy got more pussy than cervical cancer. I'm like, God damn, this
is weird. Sammy was my biggest fan there.
Yeah, he was. He's like, go, boy!
Yeah, I think I seen him throw some of his panties up on stage at you one time.
You know, like this? Those great big bastards dance.
It's like a tarp.
It's a pup tent.
Yeah. Big bones talk about my flat minder.
We love you, Sammy.
Yeah. But keep your underwear, man. Yeah, keep your underwear on my fucking mic.
Been here all day flashing the lights and shit.
Keep your underwear on my fucking mic, man.
All right, so day jobs.
Me and Troy both work in print shop.
I tried boards.
Always have. Works out really well because if we need banners and flyers, we can just knock them out by the thousands. So it works out really well for the band.
Okay.
I'm a concrete guy. Scrub rocks.
Awesome. Cameron?
Atheist Christmas tree farm.
Awesome. Wow.
That's awesome.
Atheist Christmas tree farm.
What an awesome fucking...
title.
Title. Oh, fuck, that's a dawn on me, dude. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's an awesome
title. Kind of ironic, but yeah.
I'm dumb, but I'm sorry.
Go where the money is. So, who does the booking? If I wanted to book you for something, who would I call?
It depends. If they contact us through our webpage, then we all get together and talk. But usually I'll get a hold of the venue or they'll get a hold of me.
Okay.
If it's, especially if it's like it's like a...
Yeah.
Fucking, what do they call it? A benefit or something like that. They'll contact us and then all of a sudden we usually jump right on them.
Right.
But as far as booking, usually we just call them and they said, what date do you want? You know, they're pretty cool about giving us whatever we want.
Okay. What do you guys got?
Have you talked to the other local bands like Hellbelly and those are good fucking bands right there, man.
Yeah.
I grew up with all those guys. But
yeah. Yeah.
Break out handcuffs. They're doing drinking every time.
Yeah, I had a really fun interview with them.
I bet you did, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry, man.
Yeah,
maybe you don't know who Jerry is.
Right. Shit, we were 16.
Yeah.
We all wanted a big band one time, I think.
They
were good. We sucked.
It's really good. There's a lot of support in Olympia for local music.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm proud of our little town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It always has been, as far as having an original... It's had an original sound to it.
Now they accept
it has kind of a punk, kind of a metal scene. It's pretty cool. It's
underground. We were younger, they didn't accept it real well.
Yeah, well, even hip-hop, and, I mean, the whole atmosphere.
You ever seen him hip-hop dance?
No.
Motherfucker can cut a jug, let me tell you.
Cut a jug.
I would like to see.
Oh,
I actually,
come on, man.
Come on, bust a move, bro.
Last week, you said you were going dancing, and I was like, where? I want to go.
I was twerking all over the town.
Going to Jake's. Oh, my God.
I was twerking all over the town.
He's twerking down at Jake's.
I think I was there.
Yeah, I think so. I was at Jake's twerking. That's not twerking.
That's working.
That's working. That's working.
Monster, a bitch breaking the sky.
actually right now, we have right in the middle of, we just got done pre-producing all the tunes with Vanderhoof, and then all the drums are tracked out. We're going to start, actually tomorrow, it's tracking the bass, guitars, and vocals. It should be done in probably about 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Awesome. Yeah. So if I wanted your music, where would I go?
You could either go to boneshaker.us, you could go to our Facebook page, you can contact any of us. There's a, we might be doing a distribution through Rat Pack Records.
Yeah, we'll sort of darn sing something for you.
Aberdeen.
Reverb.
Reverb Nation.
Yeah, Reverb Nation.
Just Reverb.
Okay. That's what I thought he said.
I thought he said thing earlier.
Freebird.
So, have you been on tour at all? As Bone Shaker?
No, not as Bone Shaker, we haven't.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, there's already been talks about, I can't really get into it too much.
No, that's fine.
Until it's, you know,
a
sealed deal. But okay. There's been some talk of some festival stuff. Once this album comes out, doing some festivals over in Europe. And then doing a Southwest thing, too. But that's just not guaranteed yet.
So what do we got coming up? When do you play next?
We're really focused right now, just keeping our head in the material right now for this recording shit, trying to get it to...
Yeah, we kind of shut off all booking and everything until all this record is done. So we can put all our brain towards the record. Okay. And then once it gets into the mixing stage, then we start booking again.
Good.
Yeah, I can't wait to start playing again.
Check it out.
Yeah, we got new stuff.
Awesome. So.
Fuck my phone out.
Pretty security.
So do you have any advice for any of the other bands? I know you guys have been doing it for a long time.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Sorry, I missed it. What?
You said cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Oh, okay.
James, bitch.
No, for me, it would be create your own sound. Be original. Don't try to follow what someone's telling you to sound like, what someone's telling you to be like. Find your sound.
They say you're different.
Sound, and make something
focus
new.
Focus on it.
Don't just follow what people... If you go by trying to sound like what's on the radio, they already have what's on the radio. So all you're doing is you're just running in circles.
And
you create
Hungarian
a unique sound, a unique situation.
Blue?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Are you sleeping?
No. Not sleeping yet.
So
oh, advice for
advice
other bands?
Advice for other bands.
Originality. Simplicity. You don't need to play 1,000 notes in one measure. Keep it simple. Do what you love. That's what I do.
It'll come from your heart.
That's why I'm quitting this band.
You're in this band?
Yeah,
who are you?
Who are you, man?
So, yeah. So, we talked about what's coming up. We've talked about personality. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, personality.
So, who's most likely to make me laugh out of this group of guys?
That depends on which.
Depends on what you say.
Depends where we are.
Yeah. You know, it could be a visual.
All these guys are a bunch of cut-ups. I mean, it can go sideways with any one of these guys.
So,
yeah,
you
can,
had to...
He find one of these guys that first pumped in the name of Scanlon on their face. Gotcha!
Yeah.
So who's always late to practice?
Troy.
We all ride together.
Oh.
Let me pitch this up.
Cameron.
He's always early. He's always like, where the hell are you guys at? Johnny's always late.
He's always... He ain't been here...
He never leaves.
2 months.
He was late for 4 months. You know, sort of...
So, who eats the most?
Sam did.
Who eats the most?
Sam did.
Hey,
yeah, what are we eating? He eats the most.
Look at him.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll go to McDonald's. I pretty much order double what they do, and I'm done before they get started.
So, yeah. Who's the thinker?
Johnny.
I'm the thinker.
I'm the thinker.
Yeah, I guess Luke's in his head more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Who writes the songs?
We all do.
Me and Luke pretty much come up with basics to start. I'm like, what do you mean? We all come in with an idea and just go, yeah, it's fucking cool. We all jump on it, but we just have our way with it.
Yeah, it's like a group thing. One of us will come up with a concept or the title of a song. It's like, oh, that's going to all start branching off and working together on it.
We have different writing styles, really, and that's what makes us.
See, when I first met Luke, you know, I heard him walk in a bar and heard this dude screaming. I'm like, man, that guy's a dick, you know? I got to fucking this guy, man. But I heard him sing, like, man, I don't care if he's a dick. I got to talk to this dude, man. So I'm going to talk to him. I know, he wasn't such a dick, and he's still a dick, but not that bad. Our writing styles got together, and I'm like, whoa, it just clicked. You know, it's really weird. I've never had that happen.
Because it's different. But the same.
Different sides of the spectrum, right? Whatever you want to call it, you know, but fucking it's cool.
Yeah.
know.
So we got a new album coming.
Yeah.
Really soon. What's it called?
Welcome to the Monster.
Awesome.
It's just a picture of me.
In a pink tutu, twerking.
In my zipper.
That's the Frozen Monster 22 team.
You guys have a pretty solid fan base.
Yeah, pretty good.
People like us. I don't understand that. What?
Fan base, as far as like our Facebook page, is probably like, it's like close to 6,000 people on it. And then...
That is so cool.
Like when we play, the thing that's cool about this area is the community, the metal community is so close. Whoa. That when you play, if it's like...
Yeah.
You see all your friends out there, you know. Every show, there's at least 200, 300.
I mean, I gotta say, like, when Sam, like, I was saying, always there. Thing went down there. We went to Sam's Memorial. I could not fucking believe all the people showed up there showing love to that guy like that, man.
Yeah, Sam's Memorial.
It was the coolest memorial I've ever seen. They're not celebrating him, you know, dying, or just celebrating him, you know, being alive. It was fucking Louis Galarza, Tiger Bob Schmidt, all those guys that did that shit. That was fucking amazing, man.
Yeah, that was
the
awesome.
Coolest thing I've ever seen. Man.
Good dudes.
I almost myself, I wouldn't cry.
Gonna have to bail. I have a farm emergency. The irrigation went down.
Oh shit!
So I gotta go check out the well pump.
Okay.
We'll cover for you.
Thank you, Cameron, for talking with me.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. Hey, good job on the drums, man. Fucking good job.
What is today? Today's Saturday.
Yeah. I'll call you a little bit later.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, dude.
Motherfucker's a good dude. I think one thing, we couldn't have replaced anything more of a humble guy with Sam. Sam approved that guy. Some Sam was one of him friends forever, you know.
Good.
But Graham was a good dude.
Awesome.
Yeah. Twerking.
Twerking. I would pay to see
that. I've seen some backdoor boys.
You might not want to see it.
I would pay to see that.
No, that's not.
Kids. Do you guys got kids? Tell me more personal.
Nope.
I do. I got two girls, 20 and 14.
I got one girl. She's.
Yeah,
very cool.
And I got Hell on Wheels 14-year-old cheerleader.
I got. Is pretty much going on 30. She thinks she is anyway. Huh?
Yeah, you're old.
Right?
I didn't say she was 30. She's just going on 30. I think she's 11. I was behaving herself.
Equipment? Tell me about your equipment. You have a favorite guitar? You have a favorite, I don't know, mic? What kind of mic?
You've
had
the same mic for like 10 years.
Yeah, what is it?
Look, a flies off, hit a guy in the head.
Sure, SM58. Someday I'm going to get a wireless.
That'd be cool.
So I don't
do
swing it.
We were playing Studio 7. I got to tell the story.
Good.
Great. And Luke grabs cord and he's spinning his mic.
Doing the dolce
and it fucking came loose. There's a guy in a wheelchair.
Fucking
hits him right between the fucking eyes. With
I looked at him like,
and his mic goes into the crowd. And, you know, it's packed up front. So we can't, how are we going to get his mic?
He tried to shine it off, but you fucking...
Myra finds his mic. She pops up like, I got it. She comes running up to the front.
Like the Olympic torch.
It was, luckily, it was during the solo. She throws it up to Luke. Luke plugs back in, starts singing. Didn't miss a beat. But
didn't apologize for us either.
We get done playing, and we're outside loading the gear up. And this guy comes rolling up in a wheelchair. And I'm like, oh, shit, here it goes. We're going to get sued. He's
going
to sue us, right? And he's like, man, that was awesome. And I was like, he's got a big knot on his forehead. And I'm like, hey, thanks for coming out. Really
can
appreciate
sign
the
this?
Support, man.
She said it's not on my forehead.
When it's a sign of poster, and I was like, oh, man, where's Luke? He's going to sign that knot on his forehead. I know it, man.
Sorry, bro.
He was totally metal. Really cool. You see me like, bang.
Yeah. Yeah, he got hit and kept rolling.
Yeah, he got hit and was like, yeah, literally. Man, let's keep going. I was like, damn, dude.
That's, you know, that's on camera. You're just dating around the crowd.
Yeah,
your camera going.
That was metal. It was fun. I felt bad for a minute.
More stories? What do we got?
Oh
my gosh. Well, we found out there's the same law for a man to bear his chest as a woman in a bar.
Oh.
Yep. So,
really?
Yep.
Oh.
You
got to
tape over
down?
The nipples if you can take your shirt off, dude.
You put a band-aid over that shit, just fucking...
I just want to take it off.
Oh, fuck.
I can understand why men have nipples, man. I can't figure it out.
What bar where?
I knew it. I liked it.
Luke, you got any stories besides your...
We can't just share that with
some of us just this.
We tell you,
even if it's unedited, it's like, no.
Nah. Mm. Yeah, there's some. Well, what about Miller Genuine Draft, I could tell you that.
No, we're not even going to talk about that one.
It's a good beer.
Yeah.
It's a fountain. We have on the road. Oh, you don't want to. You get pretty bored on a tour bus.
Huh?
You come up with some pretty special games, special things. Even violation type.
We're still making stories.
The guy's still recovering from some of the things that happened. Like,
it's a fountain.
Uh-oh. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say the story.
This guy used to fall asleep on our bus. We'd hot dogs and he's asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, our drummer used to, if someone, first person fall asleep on the bus.
The guy might hear this shit, dude.
He would fucking, well, I'm not going to mention names so they can't say.
Right.
And so he would throw a hot dog in the microwave. And he'd get it like, just, you know, like body temperature warm. And he'd sneak over to the guy and he'd slide the hot dog in his mouth. Nice. And right when his eyes opened up, he's tightening his pants and he'd take off running.
Like, what the fuck was that all about,
jumps
man?
Up chasing with a hot dog sticking out of his mouth and he just had his dick in his mouth.
Is that thing still on? Oh, for fuck's sakes, man. Really?
I ain't saying no names.
Okay, so we all did this to him every time. He wouldn't go to sleep. He's sitting on the bus going, I'm doing the Betty Davis neck aerobics, man.
Yeah, he looked like he had Tourette's after a while because he was so afraid. Well,
I'm going to tell him, like, man, you got to go tell this guy. He's thinking of raping him in his sleep, man. And he's like, I mean, that's fucked up, man. I go to tell him. He put it in transfer. It was already gone. So I don't know who you are, bud, but we weren't really doing that. They were hot dogs.
Yeah, it was one of the techs or one of the roadies. He put a transfer in and jumped on another bus real quick because he thought...
Well, I would, too, if I thought somebody fucked my face when I was sleeping.
He didn't get a chance to tell him that it wasn't real, you know.
That's excellent.
So, I think we're not drinking right now.
Right?
This would get really bad.
We could be.
She could blackmail
us. I'd like the only man to know that when we go to take a photo, we have to this got warrants first, you know. Like, you guys getting back a warrants? Yeah. Okay, let's take some pictures here. Not really, we don't do that. Our crew does.
Yeah, all the trouble stuff, that's in our past. But when we were younger, poof.
Yeah.
Well, you know Kathy.
Oh, I do. I do know.
What?
I never been in trouble.
What does she know?
I knew that if you guys were partying, I shouldn't go.
You
just got to wear protection. I'm wearing something.
We'd be at parties and Kathy would show up. Oh, the twins are there. She'd go somewhere else because, like, I'm in trouble. Uh-huh.
Really, it's fucked up, man.
I was a good girl.
It still happens.
We're here now. Times have changed.
All right, and then something happy.
So
what's your favorite part about playing? What drives you?
You're at the top of your lungs screaming something that you want to say that pisses everybody the fuck off. Like, fucking, yeah, you know, you feel alive right there, you know.
And seeing the crowd react and get involved with what you're doing, you know, when you're playing live, like, watch them sing your lyrics or watching them
relate, you know.
You know, even if there's no lyrics like you're doing during a solo and then it kicks in and you really start thumping and you see everybody grab onto that beat and start.
That's every time it sounds like an AT&T commercial.
Watching people sing my words back to me, that's the best part for me.
Help me remember
them too.
Okay, I'll shut it off. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OlaCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another interview.